What's up, guys? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Thursday, June 6th, 2019, a.k.a. Gia Harris's birthday. Go wish her a happy birthday, Gia. Gia Tap Harris on Twitter. Be nice to her. I'm Tim Geddes, joined by the lovely, the beautiful Andy Cortez.
Hey, guys. Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful Thursday morning. We're here kicking it in San Francisco. Kevin Coelho was laughing earlier. I don't know why, but it made me giggle whenever I see him giggle.
Because Tim did this weird hand motion.
I did it here. I want to give a shout out to Kevin's coughing throughout the day that's been happening. Because it's the type of cough where it's like he's not sick. He's just forgetting how to breathe correctly.
Is it the open mouth cough?
I'm sick. Like there's something wrong with my throat. There's something wrong with my throat and I regret not taking a Mucinic before leaving today.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Also, you spent all of yesterday crying and no one made a big deal about it. But I cough a couple times.
So Andy, number one games journalist.
What's up, guys?
We got you here for an important day. Day one of E3, someone wanted.
You're running out of time. I'm on the clock right now.
Yeah. So press conference number one, Google Stadia, fresh out the gate. We watched it. The watch along that we did will be going live on YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames very soon. It's uploading now. You just made a thumbnail for it. I made the metadata. That's what I call tag team effort.
Wow, man, lots of combination co-op.
Yes, exactly. Today we are talking about Google Stadia, Capcom news, and THQ Nordic. But first, let's do some housekeeping here.
Thick Nordic. Like that?
Yeah, I did.
Great.
I did.
Great.
Kind of Funny Games Showcase for E3. We just saw the first cut of it. It looks fantastic. I'm very excited about it. Roger Percorni editing it. He is a mastermind on the ones and twos, if the ones and twos were... Adobe Premiere.
Mouse and keyboard.
Exactly.
M&K, say that.
The M&K, baby. Yeah. Monday, June 10th at 4:30 p.m. Pacific time. 60-plus indie games. You can check them all out on YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames. It's going to be really, really, really fun time. That'll be in between the two conferences that day, in between Ubisoft and Square Enix. Obviously, we're going to be doing pre-shows, watch-alongs, and post-show analysis of all of the press conferences. That includes Xbox and Bethesda on Sunday. That includes Ubi and Square on Monday. And that includes Nintendo on Tuesday. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Daniel Macy, Blackjack, Colton Yoder, and Mohammed. Y'all made this show happen. Thank you for that.
Colton Yoder. Can me and Nick, I know we're not doing a live stream reaction to you guys doing the showcase. Can me and Nick just do a showcase? Like us reacting to the showcase.
Wait, we can do a live stream reaction to the showcase.
That wouldn't make sense.
We can. It's like, it'd be cool if it was just a couple of dudes eating some pizza, you know, chewing into a microphone.
That'd be really fun.
Honestly, you guys should definitely do that. Today we're brought to you by Hims and Omaha Steaks, but we'll tell you all about that later because we got a lot going on today. All right.
Yeah.
We got 6 news stories today.
Wow.
There's so much dead air there. Shouldn't there be a whole thing before that?
It's time
that,
for
right?
some news.
No, but like the...
Yeah. You're right.
Okay,
you're
right. I didn't fuck up.
All right. I fucked up, but then I feel like you should have rolled with it.
The 4 seconds of dead air felt like 3 years.
I have cues that I listen for, and I'm copying and pasting.
I'm going straight to IGN here. Jonathan Dornbush did a beautiful write-up that kind of took the entire Google Stadia Connect announcement into one little article. What's up, Barrett? Shout out to the bush. So get in here. I'm gonna read it so you guys can get up to date if you didn't watch along with us. Google has unveiled more details about its Stadia streaming platform. And while we don't have a firm Google Stadia release date just yet, we know a lot more than we did after the Google Stadia reveal event.
Thank God.
Including how much it will cost at launch, what month it's set to debut, and what games players can expect from the streaming service. As revealed during the Google Stadia Connect, Stadia will launch in November 2019 exclusively via the Stadia Founders Edition bundle available for pre-order on the Google Store. Read on for everything you need to know, and guess what? You don't need to because I'm going to read for you.
Well, do it, Tim.
Stadia will be available in November, and the only way at launch to access the cloud-based service will be via the Founders Edition. Google will reveal more details in the future about how players can access Stadia in 2020 and beyond, or beyond the Founders Edition. Stadia will be available in 14 countries, with the Founders Edition, United States, Canada, UK, Ireland, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Netherlands, Belgium, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, and Finland. More regions will be added in 2020, according to Google. I imagine that Australia will be one of the later ones because their internet
is really bad.
Good.
Yeah.
Not that good.
They're going to be streaming at 240p.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I saw Panda Must tweet about it.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, we don't have Stadia yet. But I did just have a giant huntsman spider crawl on my wall or some shit like that.
Take the good, take the bad. Australia, baby. So Google Stadia will be available at launch on the following platforms. Desktop via Chrome browser. TVs with a Chromecast plugged in. Tablets and Google phones. Specifically, the Pixel 3 and Pixel 3a.
Yeah, what up?
Other
what
phones to come at a later
Pixel
day.
Pixel gang, baby.
Here are the details on the Google Stadia Founders Edition. Currently available for pre-order, the Founders Edition will cost $129 US and includes the following. A limited edition Night Blue controller, Chromecast Ultra that normally retails for $69.99, 3 month Stadia Pro subscription, the first chance to claim a Stadia name, and 1 3-month buddy pass to give Stadia Pro to a friend. I love that they added that name thing in there
because
they know people's
inclination
where they're just like, oh, I need my name.
Yeah. Smart move on their part. Yeah. Because I feel like when any social networking platform opens up, people would likely pay to get in there first and make sure that
to get their name.
Noobmaster 69 is available. You know?
Exactly. Exactly. That's the
that is
the
what it was called on Thor, right?
Yeah, it was.
That's what it was called.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
Yeah. What do you think about that pricing and everything?
I think it's smart. I like the 1 month buddy pass thing. I think it's 3 month of pro and then the 1 month buddy pass, right?
No, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry. 3 month Stadia Pro subscription, 1 3-month buddy pass.
Oh, 1 month, 1 3-month. Gotcha. I think that's great. I think it's a really cool sort of introductory offer. The Stadia Pro, that's 4K, 60 frames, the whole shebang.
The whole shebang.
You need 35 megabits per second, like, to kind of run it at, you know, most optimally or whatever. Mm-hmm. Again, we talked about this in our reactions. I'm intrigued. I think this is a kind of neat entry point into this sort of market. Obviously, this isn't the first streaming platform that's ever existed, but for Google to kind of come out this strong with such a low monthly price rate, what did the leak say? Would it say $14.99?
Well, see, the problem is there's Canadian stuff in the leak.
Oh,
and
got it.
Confusing.
Yeah.
So let's just talk about the facts. So just looking at
the
Founders
Seeing
edition,
$10 a month was kind of shocking to me. I expected it to be at least $15.
Yeah. At the same time, it's interesting to me what that $10 a month gets you, because I assumed that there would have been more of a focus on more games, like a catalog of games you can play, whereas it sounds like right now, at least, it's Destiny 2. And then you have to buy games from there. But just looking at the Founders Edition, I feel like this is a very smart price point, very good entry point to get people excited for multiple reasons. I think it's important to have hardware, the controller, that people can wrap their minds around. Because right now, video games as a cloud service still isn't something people get in the same way that years ago, Netflix was a video rental service, right? And they understood that
you would get a physical disc
in the mail and
you have
it back.
Tangible, you know, piece of controller that looks similar to any other controller your son or daughter might have. You know?
And I remember during that time when Netflix first started doing its streaming stuff, like, it wasn't named Netflix. It was it split and it started a new service. I forgot what it was called. But Netflix was the sending things away. It was still owned by Netflix, but they had whatever their streaming service was. And I remember people being like, you're expecting me to stream videos? Like, it takes me a day to download an MP3. Like, you're crazy for that. And look where we are now, right? I feel like with this, it's having a controller and having a price associated with it is a good way to just trick people's minds into being like, oh, this is a video game console. This is a platform that I'm investing in. On top of that, the 3 month buddy pass is brilliant. It's, you know, for the people that are skeptical, it's giving them a chance, a demo to be like, oh, I need this in my life if it works the way that they're saying it's going to. And the Chromecast Ultra, I mean, that's $70, right? And the controller, that has to have a price to it. So $130, I feel, is it's a good deal. You know, I feel like there's no gouging there.
I think $130 is worth it enough just for the name. to get in there and
get
your name.
Noobmaster 69. Yeah.
Oh, wait, are you going to do it then?
So that maybe we could just get kind of funny because everything is vids everywhere.
Then we have to just commit to vids.
That one lady just keeps tweeting, man. She's still active.
She just keeps tweeting.
It's unlike the person who owns Andy Cortez, who hasn't used it since like 2008 or whatever.
And if you haven't seen Andy Cortez, do yourself a favor.
Just go to at Andy Cortez and Maxim Cortez. It's glorious. They deserve it.
Google's Stadia Pro subscription details. Stadia Pro is Google's subscription service that players can access as part of Stadia for deals on games, free games, and better streaming capabilities. While the Founders Edition comes bundled with 3 months of it and 3 months for another friend to subscribe with, it will normally cost $9.99 a month. Most notably, Stadia Pro will be required to play with up to 4K 60 frames per second, HDR, and 5.1 surround sound capabilities for your Stadia games. Stadia Base, available in 2020, will let you stream games only up to 1080p 60 frames per second, and that shit's free. In addition to the stream quality, Stadia Pro also gives access to exclusive discounts on games for purchase, as well as free games similar to Xbox Live or PlayStation Plus that will be made available at a regular cadence. Those free games will be accessible so long as your Pro subscription is active, similar to PlayStation Plus's free games. Additionally, for a limited time, Stadia Pro will give players full access to Destiny 2, including the base game, all previously released add-ons, and the new expansion and annual pass.
The thing you just brought up, Destiny 2, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, because in the thing they were talking about, like, cross save with platforms, and at the bottom there's a little asterisk that said PlayStation still waiting approval.
To be clear, they didn't say cross save.
No, it was transfer.
You can transfer your character.
So Bungie just tweeted about 10 minutes ago, just announced on their stream, on September 17th, cross save will become available on Destiny 2 across all platforms. Hmm.
This is the future, guys. I keep saying it. It's like this is all happening. Call of Duty just knocked the walls down, and we're going to get to a place where that's a feature people expect. And if you don't have it, you're going to get dinged.
You're fucking up. Yeah.
And you're fucking up. And it's like you take all of that and then you add it to these streaming services. Man, I'm very excited for video
GG's
games.
Bungie. GG's Sony for allowing that to happen, man.
Let's see. Stadia Pro has all of the benefits of Stadia Base as well, which will be available, which will be an available way to play next year. As previously mentioned, Stadia Base supports up to 1080p 60 with stereo sound. Players can purchase and indefinitely keep any games available via Stadia, Stadia Base, and therefore Stadia Pro will be available to play in a Chrome browser or on any computer or on a Pixel 3 and 3A phones, with plans to expand to other phones over time. What phone you got?
Pixel 3.
Oh, you ready?
Pixel 3 XL.
You're ready for this,
baby. You know it, baby. And yeah, and like when they announced that, the sort of possibilities just opened up to him. Because mm-hmm. I just thought, like, you know, playing on a Bluetooth controller here with my phone, if I were to get back into Destiny, which I likely won't, but it's still like that option is there. And the fact that base is free is still kind of shocking to me.
Right.
Because that's something that I think has just crossed my mind, because my mind immediately went to the price point for Pro mm-hmm. and what that entails and what the price is for the $130 and $9.99 a month for Pro or whatever. But the fact that base is free is kind of really shocking to me.
And I feel like it's a lot of these little things
I overlooked the hell out of it.
They make me feel like Google really kind of knocked this out of the park. I'm interested in the things that they didn't say and what they said. I loved the format of the Kinect.
Yeah.
And I love the idea that we're going to get a lot more of these. And I love that we're going to get game announcements. Like, Baldur's Gate 3 was announced in this thing, right?
Yeah. Did you see the other game, the list of games?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, cool. Gotcha.
Google has announced over 20 publishers and developer partners who will be putting their games on the Stadia platform. Here is the full list. Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2, Doom Eternal, Doom 2016, Rage 2, Elder Scrolls Online, Wolfenstein Youngblood, Destiny 2, Capcom's doing something. We don't know what yet. Get Packed, Grid, Metro Exodus, Thumper, Electronic Arts games that weren't announced yet, Farming Simulator 19, Baldur's Gate 3, Power Rangers Battle for the Grid, Rockstar games that haven't been announced yet, Football Manager, Samurai Showdown, Final Fantasy 15, Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, Rise of the Tomb Raider, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, NBA 2K, Borderlands 3, a new game called Guilt from Tequila Works that we saw a trailer for, Mortal Kombat 11, Darksiders Genesis from THQ that was just announced today, and Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Just Dance, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint, Tom Clancy's The Division 2, Trials Rising, and The Crew 2.
Just Dance.
Just Dance, dude.
Is interesting
how are
to
they
me.
Do that?
Yeah, I'm interested in that with mobile platforms and stuff. Well, I mean, not all of the Just Dance versions use cameras. Like the Switch version just uses the Joy-Cons or whatever. But how would they implement that? Because, I mean, that's a huge moneymaker for. That's always like one of the top leading moneymakers for Ubisoft. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Wow, yeah, I'm also kind of like, I think it's really funny that we call it Doom 2016 now.
I know. That's good, interesting. Good, yeah. Good for that. Yeah. And then a quote from Ubisoft. Ubisoft is bringing several fantastic gaming worlds to Stadia at launch, and we cannot wait to see players experience them on this game-changing cloud technology, says Yves Guillemot. In a statement provided to IGN, starting later this year, Stadia will bring players the possibility to share and enjoy even more memorable gaming moments wherever they choose to play. We got some more details on the Stadia controller. It'll be available as part of the Founders Edition in a limited edition color. Players can also purchase additional controllers for $69 each. Announced colors of the controller include just black, clearly white, and wasabi.
I was not expecting wasabi as a color name. Yeah, because like when Google sort of first introduced this naming convention, it mm-hmm. like the phones were called like barely pink and almost white, mm-hmm. and like that's what they were called. So wasabi just kind of threw me for a loop there. Do we know if Borderlands 3 is going to be cross save?
We don't, but I'm starting to feel like it's going to.
Yeah, right? That's really interesting to see Borderlands 3 on this list because that's. I'm less intrigued by, I mean, I think it's still really cool that Destiny is going to be cross-save, cross-play, all that fun stuff. Well, no, not cross-play. Cross-progression, cross-save,
yeah.
But the fact that you could switch between your PlayStation and your character will exist on Stadia and it'll exist on Xbox, all that's really intriguing. But Destiny is a little bit of an older game, right? I think Borderlands 3 is really interesting to me mm-hmm. to see if Gearbox does go through with cross-save or cross-play or whatever. Man, that's kind of huge.
It is now, but to be fair, let's think about what that would mean and what that would entail for you as a consumer. You'd have to get Borderlands 3
on
a console. Then you'd also have to buy it again using this Google Stadia. And then you have the options of using the free subscription, get 1080p and just be able to play on the go or not on the go. Well, wherever the hell you are, right? Or you have to pay for the subscription. I imagine if you pay for the subscription, like they're talking about getting game deals, I imagine Google's going to be pretty aggressive about those deals. And I think that there'll be pretty significant discounts on newer games like Borderlands 3.
Right.
So that definitely would help entice you to go for the pro, stick with the subscription model, because that's what they want, is for you to pay month after month, right? Mm-hmm. But you don't have to do that. You could just invest one way or the other. There are a ton of people that could just buy it on Stadia. And then you just buy the video game. You no longer need to buy the console. You can buy a brand new game coming out, right? Borderlands 3, not needing to own any hardware and play it for free, 1080p, if you're fine with that.
Yeah.
Right?
But I do see Borderlands as the Destiny experience where if you do want cross play, mm-hmm. what are the odds that all your friends are going to have it on Stadia as
and
well?
And see, that's great. Yeah. You know, like that's the even better thing is having friends.
You know, the 3 month trial.
Yeah.
Having friends is good, man.
Having friends is good, but by 2020, it's like you won't even need to pay for it. Your friends will just have the ability to buy the game if they wanted to, if you already had it on PlayStation. But if they have Xbox One and you have PlayStation, or you have a game that you're like, you know what, I'm interested in this, but like I don't want to buy something for it, you can just get it on Stadia. You know?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of young, dumb kids out there like it's once was, where mm-hmm. I bought Overwatch on every console. On PS4, Xbox, and PC.
Kids, Overwatch came out in 2016.
And it's not even cross progression. You know what I mean? I mean, financially. We will find a way, even though I was working part time or full time at Best Buy or whatever. Mm-hmm. You will find a way to buy the thing you want to play and play it as much as possible and wherever you can. And this is just opening up sort of a whole new world. Don't you dare close your eyes, Tim.
Yeah, I won't, dude. I wasn't mm-hmm. planning on it, but especially now that you said that. Good. Yeah. I thought they did a really good job with this presentation. I think this was a great kickoff to E3. I think that all eyes are on Microsoft right now. And I at this point, I'm expecting them to knock it out of the park. And competition breeds excellence. I think that mm-hmm. there is going to be a huge advantage right now for Xbox having Game Pass be a proven entity already and having this library of games, that if they can make one enticing package that's not confusing, that people can understand, you pay this one thing and you get access to all these games via the cloud, that's going to be a game changer, right?
Yep.
But with that, Game Pass, I don't ever see getting Borderlands 3 when it comes out, right?
No.
They do have their first party titles day and date, and that's huge, but again, Microsoft needs to prove what those games are and why that's interesting this E3, you know?
Right, but with the cloud, so with the cloud, you wouldn't be able to buy Borderlands and play that over the cloud? I'm sure you would still have to buy it on Stadia.
I'm sure. Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
It doesn't come with it for free or whatever.
Yeah. That's true. But this is the problem though. Is like I feel that the messaging is already convoluted, right? You need Xbox Live, then you need Game Pass, and then what's this cloud thing? Is it going to be a third thing, or is it going to be Game Pass? Right? They need to be very clear and concise about what the cloud system is and why their new hardware matters and why people should ideally want to use them in tandem, right?
You know what would really help? Like a really nice chart like BioWare did with Anthem. Yes,
exactly. EA did. That's going to make everyone very happy.
Yeah.
But jokes aside, I feel like they need to be aware of that and not do that. It needs to be this or this. Understand it, right? The Apple methodology back in the day with the iPods and iPhones.
Like, I'm interested to see if any of this today has changed Microsoft's approach.
I highly doubt it, man. I really feel like they would have been pretty locked in. With what they're doing.
Presentation-wise. Yeah. Oh, no, I don't mean like pricing or deliver. Okay. I mean like how we're going to get this message across.
Gotcha.
Was Google a little bit unclear here? Yes, maybe. How do we fix that?
Yeah. You know? I mean, I feel like Google kind of set out, and I like how transparent they were going into this. If this is what you're going to get from this, launch info, pricing, information on internet necessities, and some game announcements. And they did all of that in a quick, clear package. I like
good the font, the good colors, fonts,
the bar that they showed though of like the internet speeds and what that means. That's clear.
Yeah,
you know, like that. And they weren't hiding anything. It's just like this is what you're gonna need. If you don't have it, it's not gonna be as reliable.
If you go to their website, they have a speed test built like did you right do it there. Here? Yeah, we had like on my Wi-Fi on my PC. My Wi-Fi isn't very good, and we had like 180 down or something like that. It's good.
Yeah,
really, really
35
good.
35 minimum, right?
Yeah.
The crazy stuff. Yeah, the interesting stuff. And again, I feel to me that Stadia isn't necessarily the exciting thing, but Stadia presenting itself the way that it is exciting. Another outlet for us to get game announcements with Stadia Connect. More competition for cloud-based stuff. And I feel like all of this is pushing all of our favorite game developers to rethink video games in a way that is very consumer-focused on wanting cross-play, wanting cross-save, all those things. And exciting times, man.
Yeah.
E3, baby. 2019. Next story. This also comes from IGN from Matt Perslow. Baldur's Gate 3 announced for PC and Stadia from the makers of Divinity Original Sin 2. Baldur's Gate 3 is real. Almost 20 years after the story of the original games concluded in the Throne of Baal expansion, we're finally revisiting one of the most important cities in the history of RPGs. And as if that weren't exciting enough, Baldur's Gate 3 is being developed for Google Stadia and PC by Larian Studios, the Belgian team responsible for the wildly ambitious Divinity Original Sin 2. While the game has been in production for some time now, Larian is not yet in a position to share very much, and what it can say is being kept vague. Quote, it's our biggest game ever, the studio CEO tells IGN. It's not what you expect it to be. It's going to be spectacular and grand. It's going to feature lots of tough decisions and memorable companions. It's going to be challenging. It's going to have a lot of systems. There will be a lot of stuff for you to explore and exploit. And you will be able to play in single and multiplayer.
Very cool. I really got to give Divinity a shot. I know it's not like my exact cup of tea, but I enjoy the setting. I'm not a huge, I know it's not necessarily like a real time game. There's a lot of like turn based. You go to each character and you pick a moveset or whatever. And I know the people that love Divinity are like hardcore about it. Mm-hmm. So obviously it's a very good game and people are stoked for Baldur's Gate 3 coming from that same developer. I think this is really cool that it's also going to be on Stadia. I did not expect that at all. Yeah. We mentioned that when we reacted to it, where I just expected Baldur's Gate 3 to be, if it was going to happen, to be just a general either at Xbox or maybe even the PC showcase or something like that. I didn't expect it with Stadia.
And it's, so far at least, not Xbox, not PlayStation.
Yeah, only PC. Yeah,
PC and Stadia, though, which is a game changer. You know, like, are we going to start seeing games that were typically PC exclusives now on Stadia because it's a console, but it's not?
Yeah.
You know?
Interesting. And that's really, and that's great for people who, you know, we always talk about, you know, the consumer market, the sort of general casual audience can go into Best Buy and buy a $300 Xbox or PlayStation or whatever. But it's a lot harder for the casual audience to try to build a $1,500 machine to run PC games. How does Stadia alleviate all of that? You know, you don't need a crazy computer anymore.
Exactly.
That's so cool.
Let's see. What do we got here? Destiny 2, Shadowkeep, is formally announced. This comes from Jesse Wade at IGN. Destiny 2's upcoming expansion is confirmed to be Shadowkeep, which was leaked earlier this week. The news was revealed during the Google Stadia presentation, along with the announcement that Destiny 2 will be one of the over 20 games available on Stadia at launch. Players will also be able to transfer their Destiny 2 character to Stadia from any platform. More details for Shadowkeep are going to be released during the live stream that's going on right now. So if you're a big Destiny fan, go watch that instead of this. If not, stay here.
Yeah, talk stay to us. Here.
Is there anything that can get you back into Destiny? Did that Shadowkeep trailer do anything for you?
I feel like the thing that always brings me back to Destiny is the introduction of sort of a new beginning,
mm-hmm.
where on Destiny 1, I was all in and then slowly fell out once the first expansion sort of hit. What's up?
Sorry, don't worry about it.
Oh, sorry. It looked like you were going to be like, holy shit, breaking news. Okay. Nope. And then when Destiny 2 came out, I went back for that. But I didn't play any of the expansion in Destiny 1. I went back for Destiny 2 Forsaken, which is kind of another giant expansion that kind of reimagines what the world of Destiny can be. And it's mm-hmm. sort of like, I always get sucked back in when it's a brand new beginning. I feel like I can go back to this because they announced at Shadowkeep. You can play it without having played any of the other
expansions.
Like it's own standalone thing, which is really cool. And that to me shows that, hey, all these people that have been grinding a whole lot, like, you don't, it's okay if you didn't do that. Hop right back in, you're good to go. And that's certainly enticing to me. For somebody who, I love Destiny. I played maybe 50 hours of it and I was like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't need to keep doing this. This is kind of becoming a chore for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think I might jump back in with Shadowkeep only because it does feel like this sort of brand new thing. And I do like that they are, I feel like a lot of these decisions are because they're no longer with Activision. I feel like it's them saying, you know, hey, fuck all the other expansions. You don't need to worry about that.
Yeah,
this is
sort of
our new thing.
Yeah.
Where the other ones, you needed to sort of have some prior Destiny experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
Yeah, very cool.
What do you think Fran's thinking right now?
I don't know. It's probably
Frandria,
a lot.
Like, combination?
Well, I don't know about all this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of that, you know.
God. Capcom updates its E3 plans. Monster Hunter World Iceborne is kind of the big focus that they've been talking about for E3, and we know all that. But in a blog post, they say, before we start, I just want to remind you to keep your eyes peeled for more news and updates from us as we get closer to E3. As you'll see below, we're leaving some stuff out. It's really exciting stuff, but we can't share it just yet, so stay tuned. This wraps up what we can share for now, but like I said, stay tuned for updates in the coming days, especially on June 6th, which is today, Andy.
That's real mysterious.
So it's weird because that kind of hinted at, oh, something at Google.
Right.
Now, we saw the logo of Capcom. Capcom's going to be doing games for Stadia, but no real announcement yet. So that news is yet to come. I wonder what...
Do we expect a tweet or a blog post?
Probably, yeah. You know? June 6th, weird date, though. You know, so Capcom the last couple of years at E3 has had some bangers. We got Resident Evil 7 at a PlayStation conference. We got Resident Evil 2 at a PlayStation conference. We got Devil May Cry 5 at the Xbox conference. So I'm interested. I'm wondering if at Microsoft's conference we're going to see something of that level this year. I'm hoping. But I don't know. But the June 6th reveal, like, there's just nowhere for the pomp and circumstance that one of those type of games would get.
Right, you know? Yeah. It's got to be just like a remaster of something and not necessarily a level of a remake that we've seen with these more recent Resident Evils.
Yeah. But it's interesting wording with the, it's really exciting stuff.
When did this news come out?
2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Because like, what if it was supposed to be something in Stadia and like.
That's not there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, dropping the June 6th date and saying really exciting stuff, it's like.
Logo was in there.
Yeah. Like, hey, it's exciting.
There's the news.
Playtonic is teasing its next game reveal tomorrow on their Twitter.
What do they make?
On their Twitter, it just says "Be back tomorrow," but the B is like the buzzing B.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Ukulele.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. So we'll see. Ukulele. God damn it.
But why do they have a B?
I don't know. Did you play ukulele, Barrett? Enough to know about the B. What's the buzz? What's the word?
The B was the villain.
Hmm. Oh, right. That little, yeah.
It was
he's
like a
really
business
ugly
bee,
looking.
Man.
It was
a business B.
Yeah, he had a lawyer.
Busy B.
He was a lawyer.
I wish Yooka-Laylee was better.
Yeah, me too. I played it for like an hour and I'm like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
It's pretty. That's the one thing that I noticed of it. My ex-girlfriend was playing it kind of extensively. And I was like, man, this just doesn't look like it. The gameplay aged at all. It doesn't look very good, but I liked the. I thought the world was nice and colorful
and
bright.
My best experience with that game was playing at a PSX 2016, I believe, the one where Last of Us 2 got announced. And I played it on the show floor there. And it was like such a cool, like, just playing it for like 10 minutes. It felt like Christmas morning, like getting like a game when you're a kid.
Yeah.
But then having the full experience, I was like, oh, man.
And then grandma, like, you know, shit in the like in the Christmas tree. And you're like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah, grandma.
I hate it when she does that.
Not again.
Mm-hmm.
anyway, exciting news for people that were fans of Yooka-Laylee. I feel like a sequel can only be better. Like, I feel like they would have learned from the mistakes made from the first one.
Yeah, so. If it's a sequel, and I'm excited. If it's even a different IP, if they want to go down that road, I'm excited.
Do you think they're
going to
call it Tooka-Laylee?
I'd be into it. Into it.
You heard it here first. Probably not. I'm sure someone else
breaking
made
news.
That joke first.
Breaking news.
Yeah. And then the final news story of the day, THQ Nordic game reveals are going to be happening in the next couple of days. Yesterday, we got the SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated announcement. And then today, so that was at 7 a.m. yesterday. Today and tomorrow, we
I
were
did
supposed
a really crazy
to get,
job predicting that.
Yeah, that was nuts. Yeah, I was proud of you. But today and tomorrow, it was supposed to be at 11 a.m. that we're getting the new game announcements from them. But something must have happened because game number two was announced earlier, and that game is Darksiders Genesis. They say it is not a sequel, it is a spinoff. THQ Nordic and Airship Syndicate have announced Darksiders Genesis, a spinoff of the mainline Darksiders series. It will be released later this year for PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, PC, and Google Stadia. No pre-order information is available just yet. Genesis is a top-down action RPG in the vein of Diablo, in which you'll dungeon crawl your way to victory, killing monsters, and collecting loot.
That sounds awesome. Like, I'm totally down for a reimagining of the franchise. I have never really had much interest in Darksiders. I know Alana Pierce is, you know, getting all excited over there about this new game announcement. I'm stoked that it is a totally different, hey, well, you know, what you liked about Diablo, we're trying to do that in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how well does Darksiders sell to sort of
it's THQ Nordic, man.
Yeah.
You know what,
like,
I mean? I'm hoping, I don't know. Like, I feel like they understand.
Like, they're sticking
right
with
now.
This
I mean,
franchise,
they're sticking
man.
With it, and they're just going to, like, keep putting different games out. The fact that we got one more game reveal tomorrow, what could it be? Time Splitters? Please be Time Splitters.
No, it's going to be, it's going to be the, what's that other fucking game that was?
Red Faction?
Yeah.
Because there's there have been major Red Faction rumors and possible leaks recently.
Yeah.
No,
was
but there's
that confirmed at some point?
There's another silly ass game that THQ Nordic. But I don't think they'd save
the
it
dirty
for the
little pause in.
What was it? I can't even think of the name.
50 Cent.
No, Aliens. The Aliens.
Destroy All Humans.
Destroy All Humans.
That's another major rumor that's been going around the last.
Give me Time Splitters Collection or give me Death.
I feel like they wouldn't save the final one to be Destroy All Humans. But I don't know, that game kind of has like this weird cult following.
I think I think the first two, I think following up SpongeBob with Darksiders. I don't like. I feel like both of them have cult following, so I feel like that.
It would fit. It would fit.
Yeah, it would fit this theme of like, hey, here are these cool small games that
have, didn't
like,
sell super well, but but they've got hardcore audiences.
Destroy All Humans sold well enough for them to make like four of those fucking games. You
but
know?
Then again, this is THQ Nordic. You know,
THQ Nordic.
No holds bar, dude.
I love you so much. This is a little update to the Destiny story earlier. Jason Schreier says, yesterday I reported that Destiny 2 cross-save on PS4 was, quote, up in the air. That's because it was. Bungie met with Sony yesterday in a last-minute attempt to get them on board, and much to everyone's delight, they pulled it off.
Wow, that's awesome. I would have loved to have been in that room, dude. Do you think they, pop champagne at the end?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
They were so stoked, man.
Or did they just, we'll do it, all right, cool. Yeah. Later.
That's 100% of the meeting went.
Yeah. Like, but I wanted it to be a party.
It wasn't a party.
I want them to be like, woo!
Sony
confetti
isn't doing,
pops.
Like,
know?
Sony isn't doing this because they want to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're
so
just giving in.
Sony just went in and was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, whatever. It's like,
we have to sell these Bravias. I don't even know they make. I don't think they make that anymore.
Oh man, do they still make it? I don't know. It was so long ago, Andy.
Sony Bravia.
Sony Bravias. But if I want to know what games were coming to mom and grop shops today, where would I look?
I'm going to do this off the top of my head. The official list of upcoming... Fuck, no, I already screwed it up. The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kind of Funny Games Daily Show host each and every weekday.
Slay the Spire.
Fuck you.
On Switch. Phantom Doctrine on Switch. Toki. On Xbox One, PS4, and PC.
It's my Jared Petty.
Hugh on Switch. MotoGP 19 on PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Jared Petty was watching us on the stream. He texted me an image of, of us. Yeah. Journey on PC. Didn't realize that. That's cool. If you haven't played Journey, play Journey. Have you played Journey?
I haven't played Journey.
Play Journey.
Play it.
2 hours, man.
2 hours?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I
but
hate
like,
you. Wait, how are you gonna turn from like you were so stoked, and then you was like, you just Nick Scarpino.
That's such a Nick Scarpino move. What I was gonna say was like, I don't know, man. I can get through like the first two thirds of Fellowship of the Ring.
Oh, that's funny. Word Wheel by Pongi on Switch. Summer Sports Games on Switch. Gourmele on PC. Dungeon Munchies on PC and Mac. Lizer. On PC and Spells Word Cards Origins.
A strong day. Strong day. Really bringing the hits here.
Oh, God.
I will say that immediately off the top of my head, seeing Summer Sports, whatever the fuck it's called on Switch, that sounds like a party mode game.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like sports matching.
Yeah,
sort of
yeah, yeah.
Multiplayer.
Just disaster.
Thing. Yeah.
Deals of the day, Xbox Deals Unlocked Sale. Deals on Xbox One X, Xbox One S, controllers, and big games. They're all there. So you can go to the Xbox store and see what's up. There's a whole bunch of deals. The Xbox One X is up to $160 off. Xbox One S bundles are up to $100 off. Fortnite's involved. It's purple. There's a lot of stuff.
It's such a nice purple.
It is, man.
But imagine if it had neon teal and pink somewhere on it.
Oh, man.
With that shade.
That would do something
for me.
Yeah. That would do something real nice to me. But before we find out what it'll do to me, I want to let you know that this episode is brought to you by Hims. Nick and Andy noticed their thinning hair and decided to do something about it. They went to 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. The thing is, when you start to notice hair loss, it's too late. It's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. There's no snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. These are prescription solutions backed, once again,
by science.
There's no waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits. You can save hours by going to 4hims.com. You answer a few quick questions. The doctor will review and prescribe you products that are shipped directly to your door. Was it that easy, Andy?
Yes, it was super easy. You just take selfies. That's all I did. Mm-hmm. I went to the mirror and I like took a photo of the mirror, took a photo of different things, sent it in.
Looking back at
within a day, you got an email from the dude who was like, hey, here's what I recommend, blah, blah, blah. Super easy.
Doctor.
Get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/gamesdaily. That's forhims.com/gamesdaily. One more time.
4hims.com/gamesdaily.
Yes. And oh, baby, shout out to Omaha Steaks. Y'all know how much Greg loves Omaha Steaks, don't you? He ordered his dad it for Father's Day a couple years back, and it's just been a ping pong back and forth of them ordering it for each other for every occasion.
Steaks. When is he going to cook here for us? Kevin, go cook for us.
Please, Kevin.
I don't know how to do anything.
I don't know how.
If you're looking for an easy, affordable way to stock up for summer grilling as well as a great gift, you should be thinking about Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks is America's original butcher, making special occasions easier since 1917. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving a limited-time Father's Day offer to our listeners. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter code KFGAMES in the search bar for 74% off the Father's Day steak fix gift package. That's a $235 value, now for only $59.99.
They couldn't go the extra percentage?
To get it to 75?
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, that percentage is ridiculous.
That's a huge amount. That's a big number.
So much meat.
Yeah. How much meat? Let me tell you, Kevin.
Kevin was trying to give it away. We had so much in here.
2 tender filet mignons. 2 bold top sirloins. 2 savory pork chops. 4 Omaha steak burgers. 4 massive gourmet jumbo franks. 4 crispy chicken fried steaks. All beef meatballs. 4 premium chicken breasts. 4 caramel apple tartlets.
Oh, the apple tartlets, Kevin.
Kevin made those
good
a couple
Lord.
Days ago.
They're
this
ridiculous.
Place smelled so good.
They're so good.
A packet of Omaha Steaks signature seasoning, and you'll get 4 extra Omaha Steaks burgers for free. Omaha Steaks delivers 100% guaranteed world-class steaks, burgers, franks, and more. Order with confidence from America's original butcher. All meat is USDA inspected for quality and exceeds standards, hand-trimmed, flash-frozen, and vacuum sealed. Online support with recipes, wine pairings, and so much more. Again, order now and you can get this exclusive Omaha Steaks Father's Day Steak Fix package valued at $235 for just $59.99. Or just go to omahasteaks.com and type code KFGAMES into the search bar. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type KFGAMES in the search bar to get the Father's Day Steak Fix package.
God, I wish Nick read like you.
Dick, right?
What does that mean?
His hey, ad reads. Hey. Well, Kevin's saying A because right, Kevin's ad reads off. Also are kind of.
Over here, you're fucking
ad reads,
right?
You're
reading
that. I feel like Andy would read it.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, you feel like a lot of shit, remember?
There's so many times when Nick is doing an ad read where I struggle. I'm like, and I'm looking at chat, and chat's like, oof.
Every once in a while, I feel like I struggle. Whenever I'm on my second coffee, my mouth starts to get mushy.
Yeah, you get excited.
Like it
yeah.
just did right there. Yeah. And it's just like everything starts to blur together, you know? And it's especially hard for me right now. I haven't brought attention to it yet today. But my eye situation, ladies and gentlemen, for the update.
Oh, it got real bad.
For anybody that saw the Pokemon press conference or the Pokemon Direct live reactions that we did yesterday, which you can watch now on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, I was a mess and my left eye, I could like barely open it and it was just crying and it was red and it was disgusting and I was scared because it hurt and it was throbbing. So I went to the eye doctor yesterday and they told me that I ripped my cell membrane off my eye and they gave me this thing that's eye glue. I can show you.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I just... Spit
here it
everywhere.
Here it is. It's a little eye glue.
Eye glue.
Yeah. That I got to keep putting it on for the next 6 days. That's why I'm wearing glasses right now. But fun fact for you, Andy. What's these up? Glasses, 10 years old. Totally not my prescription. Everything seems off, and I have a horrible headache for it. So thank you guys for staying with me in these troubling times.
Also getting new glasses, bro.
Let me see. I want to do some reader mail, dude.
All right, let's do it.
You know? But I want some good stuff. So I'm going to scroll down here. James Davis.
Well, hold on. Real quick, whenever y'all do the yeah, and then Barrett does like the lower octave, or Kevin like the yeah, it sounds like
2 and a Half Men.
Man. Yeah, it reminds you of 2 and a Half Men. It's good.
James Davis writes in and says, specifically on the go, how will you use Stadia, if at all? Will you bring the Chromecast with you to connect to a hotel TV or play on one of your mobile devices? I just became a Stadia founder. As an Android developer, I tend to have blind confidence in Google. Here's hoping they don't let me down. Keep up the great work. Love you. Bye.
I think this is, again, huge for...
You got to paste that somewhere. At least
I got to paste it?
The name of the thing.
Oh.
Oh. Again, I think this is huge for Destiny fans, especially because I remember back in the day when I was hardcore into Destiny and you had to see what Xur was selling.
Mm-hmm.
And I would remote play because, you know, remote play is really slow and it's not super great, right?
Yeah.
But I would use that so that I could just go see what Xur is selling and buy whatever I needed to.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really going into gameplay and shooting stuff because there was a lot of input lag. But I feel like this is going to be great for the people that... Either, you know, maybe they're at grandma's house for the weekend or they're out of town for a week or something like that. If you have a decent connection, you can go do some dailies and see what the daily quest is or the weekly, whatever the fuck. I feel like that's what it's going to be used for the most. I don't necessarily know how often it'll be played. After a year goes by, I'd like to see what the percentage of like what games are being played on it. Because I feel like it's going to be the Division and Destiny are going to be right up near the top. And everything else is kind of just going to be smattered in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I've taken one of my Chromecast Ultras with me when I go to longer trips because I don't trust... that hotel TVs are going to have all the things that I want.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's really simple to just plug it in, and then all of a sudden you have Netflix, you have YouTube, you have whatever you want.
Are you logged into everything when you like plug it in? Or do you have to then re-log into all your like accounts?
You have to re-log in, but if you're using your phone for the Chromecast, it's logged in on your phone. So you just kind of like
cast it,
and then you're great. You're good to go.
Google, man.
So it's like
Android, for me,
taking that, adding video games to it, it's like that's just a cool, easy thing. And the Chromecast thing is this tiny little 6 centimeter. That's what they said, but I don't think that's right.
I mean, the amount of times that I've been somewhere and I've had access to a really nice ultrabook, ultra thin computer, or an iPad, or just any sort of tablet. Obviously, iOS isn't really confirmed yet, right? Well, I guess if you have a Chrome browser on iOS.
See, that's the thing, is like there's a lot of weird phrasing on this stuff, because like we don't know what the native app would look like compared to what it's going to be on the Google things. But I think they're smart for having a slower rollout.
You know? I think it is really neat though that, you know, I've always looked at these devices and why can't I use this as an external monitor?
Yep.
If I take my Switch with me and I have my Switch dock, or if I take my Xbox with me, why can't I use these devices as like a video out instead of a video in or whatever? And the fact that you could just sort of play games on these devices with a Bluetooth controller, I think is really huge.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we just got the announcement at the Apple conference earlier this week that there's now going to be native support for iPads as a second monitor for Macs only right now.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that to be on Windows as well. But like, we're moving towards a beautiful future.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like it's really, really cool.
There's the apps that allow that now that I've been using for like many
Duet
years.
And stuff. But they're never like perfect. Like,
you're right. They're not. There's
It's always third parties kind of imperfectly doing it. But if the first party manufacturer gets behind it and puts their resources towards something that cool, I think, it'll be like that one ending in Mass Effect 3 where it's like we all just become one with machines. Yeah.
I love you guys so much. Nanobiologist writes in and says, did the Stadia get you? The $10 a month price is interesting, but I think it would get me more if they gave a cheaper annual subscription like Xbox and PlayStation do. That plus buying games seems odd, but I guess we already do it anyways. What about this may pull you to play it everywhere other than your Switch, or playing it at home instead of your PlayStation or Xbox? Well, I mean, you got the other subscription. It's free. It's just not yet. But next year, you can't get much cheaper than free.
I feel like it'll be one of those things where if I... Like for me, it hasn't really gotten me yet, and mostly because I don't go anywhere. Like I don't really like, you know, I'll just be at my apartment like for days on end if I can, and so I'm not really traveling a whole lot. But for somebody that is traveling, it's something that I would recommend just looking into because it is free, and if you are a hardcore Destiny, I wonder if they're gonna. Oh, Destiny comes with the
Pro
with the Pro version, Pro subscription. Because I think it'd be really neat if they let just the free people try out Destiny first and see how it works and whether it's worth their time and whether it's worth something investing in.
I mean, you say that, but that's $10, dude. Like, it's a $10 try to see if it's for you if you want to play Destiny. Otherwise, it's free.
Destiny comes with a $10 thing. Yeah. I thought it only came with a $129
thing. No. It comes with a $10 thing.
That's right.
Which, again, to me, I think this is just the beginning. Like, I think that them saying Destiny is like, that's showing the caliber of game that is going to be with the subscription, right, that you get. And, like, I feel like there's going to be additional games going forward with that.
But why wouldn't there be demos? Like, can you imagine... If a game wanted, it could let you play the first hour.
I mean, I'm sure there will be.
Lock you out afterwards.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, if there's free demos.
Yeah.
Like, this could also open the door for a lot of, like, people to try games they otherwise wouldn't have and decide to buy them on the fly.
Just in a browser.
Yeah, because, like, you don't have to do anything except for hit play, right? You don't have to download it. You don't have to install it. It just... Yeah. That's really exciting.
Yeah, even on Project Stream, it was literally just you have a Chrome browser, you're on the URL, and you hit play, and bam, you're in the game. It's really kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah. I'm with you in the sense of, like, I'm mostly at home when I'm playing these games, and, like, if I want to play a big third-party title, I'm going to want to play it on my TV in 4K, on my Xbox One X, like, all of that. This, to me, really feels like, okay, I have my desktop, right? And that's where I like to do my work and my emails and my video editing and all of that. But... then I also have my iPad that I take with me when I travel sometimes. And I'm like, it does most of the things fine. It's not my ideal way to do it, but I would much rather just have this than having to lug everything else around. And it is convenient enough that I can get the things I need to get done. And at the end of the day, good enough is good enough.
Right.
And I think that that to me is this. The moral of the story is I'm not going to invest in this over my Xbox or PlayStation or Switch. It is an addition to. And if I do, if I'm in Florida for a week and I have a bunch of free time, I'm like, oh man, it'd be real cool if I got to play Shadow of the Tomb Raider or whatever game that I missed and like think of newer games that are coming out, right? Like games that I don't necessarily need to have all of the best tech, even though they're saying it's going to be that way.
Yeah. It's so intriguing, man.
Yeah, we'll see. I just hope they keep pushing each other, man. Like, yeah. Let's go. Because like, here's my thing. Cool. This is what Google's doing. What does that mean for Xbox? We'll find out in a couple of days. What does that mean for PlayStation eventually?
You know? That's so exciting.
Like, love it.
Video games are cool, man.
Video games are cool. Let's see. Parker Petrov writes in and says, hey, KFGD crew, just want to let you know about this deal of the day. You can get NBA 2K19 for $3.
What the fuck?
On Xbox right now.
2K19?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good deal. I guess they're in the finals. Season's over. Looks like the Raptors are going to beat the Warriors, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Unless everybody gets healthy.
You really think so?
Well, I mean, everybody's hurt, dude. Like, what? It's only Steph. Yesterday, it was just only Steph. Wow. And then there was a bunch of memes of, like, LeBron being like, yeah, it sucks, right? When you're the only guy on the team. Like, Kevin Durant's hurt, Klay Thompson's hurt, and Draymond Green. It's like, God, he's as inept as I am on offense. Anyway.
Wow. Wow, ball's alive, man.
Yeah.
Arvel writes in and says, hi, guys. Another Stadia question. With the all-digital storefront of Stadia, what do you think about the longevity of the service? Do you think it may last 5, 10, or 20 years, especially with the fact that games have been bought may vanish once Google would end the service?
I mean, that's such a weird kind of amorphous, mercurial question.
Wow. See, here's my thing. Google has a track record of putting out products that eventually die in a couple of years. They also have a track record of putting out products that last for decades.
Yeah.
Right? Which one will this be? I don't know. I think it's easy to look at it as, predicting a failure. But I also think that it's really cool that we're about to get a bunch of game announcements where we get the game and then it's like it's on PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, and Google Stadia. Like,
yeah.
This is being seen as a real console, right?
And it's because they have the money to back it. Like, I think when we see, products like Google Plus fail, like, there's no other real manufacturer aside from, like, you'd go to like certain local stores or stuff and they'd be like, find us on Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus or whatever. But these are like giant corporations that Google is saying, hey, trust us with this. We are huge and we have a lot of money to toss at whatever the hell you think is cool. It's interesting, man. It's interesting. I have no idea. I have no idea. I feel like this has definitely been the most... I cannot give you a straight answer because Google Plus, I could have told you it was going to fail. Like, I just had a feeling.
When it, so long ago.
When it was first announced, I just, you had a feeling, right? But Google has announced a lot of, as an Android user, Kevin and I are sort of introduced to a lot of different apps that are supposed to be the new thing that don't become the new thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's super common.
Also, I feel like we get apps that are like, I like, and it's working totally fine. And it turns out no one else is using it.
Yeah.
And they just delete it. Like Hangouts.
Yeah.
Back when they had SMS integrated. I really liked it.
I loved it, Kevin.
One platform where I could text and use like Hangouts, which is like an instant messenger, together at the same time. I could go over to my computer and there would be my text. And then they forced the separation.
It's just one of these where like, yeah, we're killing it. It's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And that happened with Inbox as well. Like, they had Gmail and then they had Inbox. Inbox was their other product.
Well, Inbox, to me, always just seemed like a fancy skin on Gmail.
Yeah.
People liked it, though, but not enough people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I think it's a little too early to tell with this. I feel good about it lasting at least for a while. And I feel like the end of the day, this is going to be good news for the industry as a whole. And I think it's going to push everybody to, towards a future that I'm looking forward to for video games and just more options to be able to play things in different
ways. They seem extremely committed. And I think, if you are extremely committed and you have a lot of money and resources, then it should be set up to be some sort of success. I won't say like it's going to kill Sony or Microsoft, but I think it'll definitely do well enough to last.
Yeah. Time for your wrong. Let's see what we got wrong during this beautiful episode of the show. Error can't be shown, says Tim said he couldn't remember the name of the company Netflix tried to split their business into. It was called Quixtar with a Q.
Wow.
Do you remember this?
No, I don't.
Yeah. And it would have been DVD by mail service while Netflix would be the streaming. Okay, so I got it backwards.
I'm picturing Q-W-I-K. Is that how it was spelled? Shut the fuck up, bro.
Q-W-I-K-S-T-E-R. Wow, nailed it.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
And everyone got really upset about it. They're like, no, Netflix is our thing. And then now here we are. R.I.P. Quixtar. Although I guess, no, whatever.
Well, is Netflix still doing discs?
Yeah,
it is.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Blows my mind, guys. Some mind-blowing shit.
Charles, I don't think you can get 4K, though, discs. Anyway.
Charles J says, I think you missed one Destiny 2 detail. The base game and year one content will go free-to-play and repackaged as Destiny 2 New Light.
Oh, yeah. That is another thing I heard, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's definitely really neat. I wonder what their monetization is going to be. I guess just all the little...
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, Nick.
Oh, big dog.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
is that
dude.
The same Nick juice you were drinking yesterday?
No, it's a new one. No, I had two.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm afraid for you.
Why?
You live your
life.
Why?
That stuff doesn't last
forever. What are you doing? Get off the show.
Oh.
We're not just hanging out.
Let's see. For Out Today, Nanobiologist writes in and says, Full Metal Furies, not furries, Furies, Banner Saga 2 and Super Hot are now on Xbox Game Pass.
Oh, that's wow. Cool.
Game
Pass killing it, man. Outer Wilds, dude. Play Outer Wilds. It's free on Game Pass. Go fucking play it. It's really good.
Game Pass. Game Pass
a
month?
$10 a month?
No, thank you.
It's great. It's a good game, dude.
And then a missed deal of the weekend. Larian Studios has a Steam sale this weekend. Divinity Original Sin 2 is $27 right now. Pick it up before Baldur's Gate 3 from the same team. This comes from Borzin00.
Thank you, Borzin00.
Thank you, man. Killing the game. All right, guys. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. E3 press conference 1, done.
God, I'm so excited.
I know, man. Oh, this weekend, baby.
It's here, dude. I'm so excited to just learn about video games, be stoked, and eat pizza,
dude,
man.
The craziest thing is we're getting Microsoft first.
Yeah.
Like, our next conference up is Microsoft.
That's so tight.
Like, their biggest conference of all time. Yeah, they have shit to prove, and they're...
Yeah.
Woo!
Really stoked.
All right. Until next time, I love you. We're supposed to do the handshake.